Well, now, is
so many bush flies on the river.
Well, now, what about an insect that flies around the river?
Insect flies around the river. Well, I know gnats flies around the river. Sounds like they eat you up in the river.
Well, now, what about a bigger one than that?
Well, that's mosquitoes.
Well, what about something that's bigger than a mosquito? That's still an insect.
Well, mosquito, I don't know, not right now.
Well, do you all have mosquito hawks down here?
Oh, yeah, you have mosquito hawks, plenty of them.
Well, now, about how big are they?
They're about three long. Hey.
Hey, Sister Clara.
Hey, Sister Clara, right here. There's a lady. Tell the lady good evening.
Good evening.
Sister Clara ain't here, though. All right. Bye.
Fine-looking children. Are they relatives of yours?
Ma'am.
Are they relatives of yours?
No, ma'am. That's a lady raising those children, has them. She couldn't take in. She just put the children on the welfare to take care of them, you know. And they got this girl. She stayed with my granddaughter over there.
Mm-hmm.
And two children. Same with her now over a year.
They seem like real nice.
Oh, they're nice and smart. Make a bed, honey. Wash dishes. Them some smart children.
How old are they?
Well, the boy's in the six and the girl's in four, five, because she goes to school.
Let's see. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and it looks kind of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting? Or some people say it doesn't sting.
It's a dirt daub. Okay.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Nuts?
Uh-huh.
Peanuts and...
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say the boy
got no like his father.
Okay. And if it's not only his nose that's like his father's, but he's just
anything say his father say like his father.
Okay. Mm. So if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you could say he favors him also.
Favors his father, that's right.
And now if his behavior is like his father's,
mm-hmm.
How would you say it? The boy
behaved just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps when a baby is being born?
Midwife. We call them, some people call them a nurse, but we call them a midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
No city man.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Old countryman.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Dark-skinned people.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is white?
White.
Okay. And the two biggest races in the United States are the white race and
the colored.
Okay. Let's see. If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
A black. No, they mostly say a nigger.
Okay.
Nigger.
And if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call
him? Old cracker.
Cracker?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sometimes you call him a white. He's the one they feel like.
Have you ever heard the word buckra?
Yeah, I'm called buckra too. That's right.
And it's all kind of the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what about sager? Have you ever heard a white person call sager?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Never heard
people
that.
People use that word in North Georgia.
I see.
I suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You say the man got awfully...
mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. You might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. The teacher at school sent a child home early because the child had been doing things that it shouldn't do. Now, the nurse who's